Welcome back to Blackout, House of Bob's cyberpunk adventure set in the Vantal Megaplex, powered by the Sprawl RPG system.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'll be playing Olivia Crow, once a test subject for the R&D sector of Mass Corp, now a low-level runner for the Gastown Sparks.
I'm Schuber, I'll be playing Bunk the Beat Hacker.
I'm Dan, I'll be playing Tiz, the hard-nosed reporter, tracking down corruption no matter the cost.
Hey, I'm Alex. I'll be playing the fixer, black market dealer, and conspiracy theorist, Garrett.
Blackout is made possible in part by listeners like you. To support the show, visit patreon.com/thehouseofbob. Roll on. We left off with Tiss and Olivia, followed by Gerald and Nadia. You were heading over to meet your new neighbors. You saw a moving truck pull up to the adjacent empty lot last time. And you were going to take a sneaky peek, see who it was. Unfortunately, you head over to discover Mikkel and Blunderbuss Bailey unloading boxes and directing movers, moving into this adjacent building.
So it's Tiss and two neighbors, right, that came with us?
Tiss, Olivia, and your, I think, right-side neighbors, Gerald and Nadia.
Right, okay.
And this is the same house that I have my getaway bag in.
Mikkel, wearing a button-up flannel with metallic copper hair, is at the front entrance to the home, directing movers. You know, that goes up against the back wall. No, the other back wall. She gets a big smile as she spots you and waves enthusiastically. Hi, neighbors. And she skips down the steps.
Skips. I cannot imagine this, actually.
She's always had that kind of cheerful energy, but you annoyed her enough that it disappeared pretty quickly. She skips down the walkway, stopping in front of the group. Bailey emerges from the moving truck, carrying a large box, dressed in a loosely fitting white shirt and denim overalls. They walk over to stand beside Mikkel, who puts her arm through theirs. Gerald and Nadia quickly introduce themselves. Mikkel stretches out her arm to shake each of their hands, introducing herself and Bailey as Pepper and Flint. Mikkel reaches her hand out to Olivia.
Which one's which?
I think it's obvious.
Yeah.
Mikkel is Pepper and Bailey is Flint.
Yeah. Blunderbuss.
Bailey. Flint.
That's exactly where I was at to you.
All right. So with a forced smile.
Yes.
I introduce myself as Jean Slacks.
Perfect.
And meanwhile, I've just gotten used to my cybercoms. So right now, everyone else, they're getting like a blast of like red alert on whatever system they receive that on.
I'm just looking down and kicking my feet and acting all shy. Like, really quiet. I'm Cynthia.
Mikkel / Pepper shakes your hand and grips a little too hard and shakes a little too long. And you stand there a bit awkwardly as the neighbors make quick small chat with Pepper and Flint. After a little while, you actually see Nadia. She's wearing a bracelet and kind of some lights light up on it and some words move across it. And you just catch a glimpse and it's an error message that the Robutler is out of batteries. Bunk had sabotaged the Robutler earlier.
What?
We really needed to.
It seems
to
so
the last
petty
episode.
Now thinking back on it. It's just like, why
there was a reason.
Them? Yeah, there was. But yeah. It's moot now.
Yeah. Well, and
I didn't want it assassinating Garrett in the night.
Nadia gets this message and says, oh, Gerald, there's something wrong with the Robutler. And they excuse themselves and head back.
I say, oh, I think I hear the oven. And I hustle back.
I start to walk back, but I have my back towards our house and I'm just looking at them walking back slowly. Sure.
You take a couple steps back and Mikkel says, why don't you come in for lunch?
That sounds like a terrible idea. I don't want to impose on our new neighbors.
I insist.
I'm sure.
Is she brandishing a weapon right now?
No. The only weapon is her reputation.
And Blunderbuss Bailey.
Yes. I guess she's standing beside a living weapon.
All right. I'll send a message to Olivia and be like, what should we do?
I'm like right in front of them. I don't know.
Right. You can't be like, whip out your phone and text me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's go for it. I haven't eaten yet.
Okay.
And they gesture towards the door and walk in.
I go in.
Okay. We will jump back to Garrett and Bunk, who are currently enjoying breakfast in the home.
They got my red alert.
Yeah, a nice grapefruit.
This is before that.
Mm-hmm.
Let us enjoy breakfast.
Okay, yeah, let's go back like 10 minutes. All right, the toast has just popped up.
Yeah, it smells delicious.
Who does the cooking?
I think Garrett does.
Yeah, reluctantly.
Mm-hmm.
You insisted on barbecuing.
He burns literally everything.
But... Well, because the only thing that Garrett is having is a single slice of grapefruit.
What?
I don't know, because it feels like an old man breakfast. That's what my...
Is that what you're making for me, too? Or you...
Well, no. Garrett's polite, so he's going to make what you wanted, but he's going to like be really passive-aggressive
doesn't,
about
like,
it.
Doesn't grapefruit mess with your
meds,
though?
It matters a lot.
It doesn't matter.
I wanted a huge breakfast.
They aren't doing anything anyway.
Maybe that's the problem.
Literally... You're not going to be able to have it. So
make it good.
But I'm making you some toast. So, yes, you can have a slice of toast, and I'll even butter it for you, but I will not put jam on it.
Oh.
You can put your own jam on there.
Oh, okay. As long as there's jam to be had.
Yeah, there's jam available.
Yeah.
And after a few moments of thrilling dialogue,
I was just expecting you to interrupt.
I think he tried a couple times.
You get a notification from Tis.
We've been made. Nickel and Blunderbuss are here.
Garrett looks at Bunk and asks, like, do you want to deal with this now, or should we just like finish breakfast first and pretend we didn't notice it yet?
It went right into your cybercons.
But we can, so I can leave you on comprehended, or
all right,
unread.
Bunk grabs the knife. He puts it in the jam jar. He slaps the piece of toast with the jam. He jams the toast into his face, and then he heads out. He's like, Garrett, we need to go now.
All right, Garrett just like puts the whole slice of grapefruit in his teeth and says, okay, and follows him out, citrus dripping down his chin.
Before you leave, you get a second notification. Last session, Bunk had set up a tracking device on the bike of Quickbox Driver and suspected skip tracer Becky Pulse. You see her bike approaching from the back alley. Remember that your hack job wasn't perfect last time. The tracker wasn't hidden very well, and it looks like she must have found it because she's sending a message back through the tracker's channel. And the message reads, I want to talk face to face so Epistle can't hear us. Can I come in? And the bike stops outside the house in the back alley waiting.
Oh,
I'm going to say yes, but Garrett, maybe you should head out and help these guys.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I can deal with this on my own. Probably. Maybe.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Well, if you can't, then just yell as loud as you can.
Okay.
Because I'll just be across the street.
I mean, he can use the comms, so he doesn't have to yell as loud as
well,
he
you
can.
Know, maybe if he's, I mean, his hands are busy or...
I got text to speech.
Oh, okay. Or if your lips are busy, know that you can't yell. Okay, never mind.
Oh, what do you think's gonna happen here?
Yeah, lips are busy.
Kissing is happening.
Garrett, what's your plan then?
Garrett's plan, I think, is to maybe like wander around into the backyard, try to like sneak up and help them.
Okay,
as it were. So like through the side of the house next door, go like around down into the backyard, and then look for like a gate by the alley or something.
You look through and you see Tiz and Olivia have entered into the home. You see that there were the couple movers that came with Nickel and Bailey, and they are sitting on the end of the truck having lunch. And you will have to escape notice if you want to get over to the other side without being spotted by them.
Can I like strike up a conversation and just like bore them so thoroughly that they just like... want me to leave and don't care where I go?
You can certainly try.
Okay.
You shouldn't even have to roll, honestly.
Yeah.
So you step out the front door, you see the movers. Why don't you roll fast talk style to talk your way past them?
11.
On a 10 plus, NPCs do what you want. So I was going to ask what the topic of the conversation is, but I don't know if I want to know anymore.
No, do you know what it's going to be? Sock patterns.
Oh.
Argyle, yeah, all the way.
That's definitely back in.
Well, he's actually more of a checker guy, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, you can talk about why?
Well, Garrett tries to, but they get so bored. They just say, yeah, do you know what? We're going to stretch our legs for the rest of our break here. And they decide to go for a walk, and they walk down the street away.
And then you're trying to find another entrance then, you said? Or?
Yeah, I'm just going to like go through the neighbor's yard and then take like the gate out into the alley and then the gate into Nickel and Blunderbuss's new house and come in through the back door.
Okay, sure. I think that's easy enough. Then let's pop back to Olivia and Tiss on the inside.
I'm definitely interested in what's going to happen here.
You step in and you can smell that there's a coffee brewing. Nickel gestures to the kitchen table. Bailey just kind of stands there looking menacing. Why don't you sit? I think we have something to talk about.
Can I grab a coffee first?
As you ask, she's pulling four mugs from the cabinet.
Okay. I like to drink coffee standing up, so.
I look around. Like, how many boxes are in here? Like, is this like a legit full-in move?
Why don't you roll assess?
Okay. 9.
On a 7 to 9, you get one hold, and you have a list of questions to ask me from. You can ask one question.
The way Tiss is feeling right now, he's confused. So he's more interested in knowing what do I notice despite an effort to conceal it.
Sure. So you do see that there are quite a few boxes that are being moved in and some furniture. But when you were walking up to the home, you noticed, you know, some of the movers and Bailey carrying some of the boxes. They look like they were possibly either just empty or full of packing peanuts or just
light as air.
Light as air. Okay. Yeah. There is some furniture, but even that looks kind of, you know, cheap and
showroom stuff.
Yeah, showroom stuff. Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't look like they were planning on living here and it's just a coincidence that you were here.
Right.
It does seem like there's some kind of facade here.
Mm. All right. I guess I'll sit down.
Okay.
I lean on the table.
Suit yourself.
I will.
No beating around the bush. You guys really crossed the line with that trip shit. You cost me big time, and I'm here to recoup my losses. Fortunately, you guys have made enough enemies that I might just come out of the box still. So here's what we're going to do. You two and Bunk, you're coming with me. Luckily, there's enough folks that want you alive still and are willing to pay for it. Omni National Equity wants a bullet in Garrett's head, and I'd be very happy to oblige.
That's fair.
So we'll walk over and find him, and then we're going to leave.
I don't like this plan.
Well, tough shit.
Who wants how us? Much?
Garrett is like army crawling through the backyard during all this and getting like covered in grass stains.
Yeah,
like
cool.
Even his like mustache has like a green tint to it.
That's weird. You're like rubbing your face in the ground then.
I'll message Garrett while all this is happening. I'm like, abort. Get out of here, Garrett. They want you dead.
We need help though.
You have to ask yourself, how much is Garrett going to help?
That's a fair point.
Sometimes it helps a lot, actually.
He's given him options.
It's like a 50-50 chance.
Tiz hasn't really seen Garrett that in action, really. Like, he is always, like, away from Garrett whenever he does something.
He's done some pretty ballsy stuff, though. I mean,
ballsy is a good choice of
words. But he's also done, like, actually nice really helpful choice things. So.
I'll hold that message, then.
Make up your mind, guys. Do you want my help or should I go home?
Yeah, I'll just fill you in on basically what they said. Oh my God. I reach up and fiddle with my glasses and I hit the on button.
Nickel responds to your question, who wants you alive? And she says, I'm not at liberty to disclose my employers. You know this.
Sure. Can you be at liberty to say how much our lives are worth?
More than you can afford.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
We've done some shit.
Yeah. The reason we have enemies is because we've done things.
Yeah, you see that sweet SUV out there?
Hey.
This is about more than money. This is about my reputation as well. And no amount of money is going to fix that unless I can write what's wrong here.
What is wrong? I put my hand on Nickel's shoulder.
Talk to
she
us, Nickel.
She gives you a withering stare and continues to just lock eyes stare at you.
Garrett throws a rock at an upstairs window.
Okay.
As that happens, I'm still staring in her eyes.
There's a knock from upstairs and Nickel bats your hand away pretty aggressively. And you see her hand in kind of instinctively go to her side.
I hope that I tried to get rid of it.
And she looks at Bailey for a moment and they exchange a glance. And Nickel says, guys, don't make this any harder than it has to be.
And I say back to her, you knew it wasn't going to be easy.
She says, it would just be a shame if all your new neighbors happen to get involved in this. And she starts walking upstairs. Bailey stands there.
She doesn't realize we don't care about these people.
I was literally about to involve them.
I find them all terrible.
They're my escape goat.
You guys are
But they
assholes.
Don't know that. No, please don't, I say.
She's walking upstairs.
Garrett throws a rock through the living room window.
Through the window?
Yeah.
I'm so confused what your goal is.
A distraction.
I see.
It's always a distraction.
Damn neighborhood kids.
Bailey, I think, notices this but does not move from where they are.
Do they look ready?
They look ready, for sure.
Like I said, they knew we were going to be in trouble. Can I do an assess to see if there's a different exit from this room than the one we just came in?
Sure.
7 edge.
You got one question, which sounds like it's the best way out?
Yes.
Yep. Your best exit probably would be through the back where Garrett is. You also see that there's like a pile of boxes and things like that near the back entrance. You kind of have a bit of cover on your way out.
Okay.
So that does seem like the best way out. But before you make any rash decisions,
right,
pop back to bunk. So that message is just on repeat, asking if she can come in.
I say, come on in.
Okay. You peek out the back window and you see the delivery girl from last time. Steps off her bike, goes through the back gate entrance and starts walking towards the door. Anything you're doing in the meantime?
Yeah, I'm going to have my stun pistol ready. I put on my AR mask and rebreather.
Okay, there's a knock on the back door. You open it up and you see her standing there. The same girl as before, looks relatively young, wearing a big oversized sweater. Says, we got to talk. Can I? And you motion her in and you
come on in.
Yeah, sit by the couch. You see as she comes in, she has a wristwatch that she takes off and you see her press a few buttons on it, lay it down on the table in front of you. And she says, you know, that's my pad. It's turned off. You're welcome to investigate if you want. Now we should be able to talk privately.
Are you recording this?
No, I'm going to kind of be on the DL like she is. And I'm going to be like, cool. Sounds good to me.
So looks like you guys are in a bit of trouble here. Frankly, I don't give a crap about what Epistle wants from you. All I'm here for is the points. So I think we can help each other out. I can help you guys get out of here. In exchange, I get to take you all in.
Bunk is just like nodding along with everything she's saying. And he goes, Becky, right?
Yeah, is it that obvious?
No, man, it's cool. Like, you definitely had us at first. I was suspicious. I think you found a tracer on your bike, but you're right. We need some help. And I think we need it pretty quick. What can you do?
I've been doing deliveries to this neighborhood for a long time. I know some of the back accesses. I can get you through the maintenance levels below and out of this complex.
Okay. So, Becky, you can't really help us out with, like, taking these guys out or slowing them down or anything.
Well, if you have a plan, I might be able to help, but I'm not going to risk my life for this either.
I guess I just wonder, like, what kind of guarantee can we both give each other that we're both going to live up to our end of the bargain?
You can let me tag one of you first. And I'll tag the rest after I've helped you all escape. The best guarantee I can give you is that I've got no love lost for Epistle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely better than the alternative, which is you guys dealing with them.
All right. I'm going to let you tag me so that we can kind of like shake on this deal.
Sounds good. Can you roll an assess?
Rolled an 11.
So you do have a few questions to ask, which you might want to use here, just as you're having this conversation, try to understand her a little bit and the situation a little better.
So I think the obvious one is, what potential complication do I need to be wary of?
Mm-hmm.
The other ones, I think, would be, how is Becky Pulse vulnerable to me? Maybe where can I gain the most advantage?
That's what I was thinking. That's a good one.
Where she's most vulnerable is that right now, basically everything she has is turned off.
Right.
If you felt the need, she's pretty vulnerable right now in this situation. You could, you know, grab her pad and she'd be at a pretty big disadvantage.
I don't really want to do that because it sounds like we could actually help each other. And honestly, getting caught doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me. The whole problem with getting caught was going to be that Epistle is going to know our location. That's already happened. So
your first question was, what possible complications do I have to be aware of here?
Mm-hmm.
After you've kind of at least made a tentative agreement here, you see her kind of put her hand down at her side where she does have a weapon. it looks like one of the kind of skip tracer specific weapons. So the ones that are, you know, designed to just be used with this game.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that it is an epistle weapon, though. If epistle wanted to mess with this, it would be through that weapon.
Hmm.
Oh, shit. What if they use it to, like, actually murder you?
Yeah. Good point.
You could look at it.
Yeah, can you assess that thing or have her maybe, like, aim for your leg and not your face?
I'm going to ask her, yo, Becky, like, do you have to shoot me in order to bring me in and tag me or what?
That's how the game works.
What if a pestle decides to turn off the safety and I get my fucking head blown off?
She pauses as if had not having considered that before. I mean, this game has a set of rules that has always been followed. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know what to tell you. She pulls out the gun, puts it on the table in front of her.
Can I take a look?
She nods.
I'm going to take a look at it, and I'm going to ask her, it's cool if I check in?
No problem for me. It's a pistol you have to ask. And she gestures at the gun.
I'm going to jack in, and I'm going to... This might be difficult, but I'm going to try to, like, temporarily disable any function that would allow it to fire live rounds.
All right, so let's do a synth roll first for you to jack in. You pull out a little cable that runs from the cyber deck into the back of the gun and see what you see.
9.
So you're in, but choose one. Either a passive trace, plus one trace, ice is activated, an alert is triggered, or your access is restricted. You take a minus one going forward.
We're already kind of fucked, so maybe an alert is triggered might not be the worst.
We left the mission clock at 21 out of 24, so you have a couple blocks to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Not many, though.
Yeah.
Can you explain how trace works?
Trace accumulates, and as long as the stealth of your deck is higher than your trace, then you haven't been found out, essentially.
Okay. I do have a very stealthy deck, so I think I'm going to go with the passive trace.
Sure. Basically, you know, there's a login noted, but it's not noted as out of the ordinary yet.
Sounds good.
All right, you're in. I think the digital inside of an epistle network here probably kind of looks like, I picture kind of a gun foundry, mm-hmm. like a lot of industrial stuff moving back and forth. It's a big forge.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture, you know, the, like, that goes along the conveyor belt and, like, dips the magma into bowl and that kind of thing, right? Yeah, whatever you want to call that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ones and zeros.
It's ones and zeros.
Yeah.
And you can see that this gun is network connected to the epistle networks, and you can see that there are exits that would lead to all sorts of different epistle nodes and systems. But I think what you're more worried about is this one right here. So you make your way to, there's kind of the, like, foundry control panel up in the foreman's room up above, and you will want to probably first compromise security to get there. You see that there's some kind of digital workers that are moving back and forth, and there's a foreman in the booth, and you'll need to kind of make your way through there first. So compromise security, which is a mind roll.
Okay.
This is awesome.
I'm comfortable moving around in the Matrix, but, like, it's being in this, like, epistle foundry is definitely making me feel super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's an 11.
Great. So you got 3 holds. So you're fine.
Sweet.
There's a couple workers that are obviously searching for intrusion, and you are able to bypass it, and you make your way up to the control panel.
It's one of those things that whenever I'm, like, deep into a system like this, it's always so tantalizing to, like, try to find more info.
Exactly, yeah.
And stay too long. But I'm really just here to shut down this gun's ability to fire live ammunition. So I think I need to kind of stick to that objective.
Okay, sure. Let's do a manipulate systems, which is synth.
So that's a 7.
All right. So you get 1 hold, which I think is just the bare minimum. You'd be able to basically just disable that function, but you wouldn't be getting anything more.
Okay. I think having disabled the gun's ability to kill me, I'm just going to jack out.
Okay.
Nobody laugh.
We did
have a cigarette, and
I saw smirks.
We can smirk. It's not laughing.
The listeners can't hear it.
You return to reality, and Becky says, "Satisfied?
Yeah, we're good."
She reaches over and grabs the gun, points towards your center of mass, and says, "Ready?"
Oh no, don't shoot.
Yeah, put on a good show for the cameras.
Police brutality.
There are no cameras.
Wouldn't have been very secretive had been.
You could record it. You could record her shooting you in the chest. Be a fun video.
I'm actually not much into recording because I don't like...
Use this for your audio.
I don't like the idea of somebody... Yeah, I'll record an audio.
Sure. She pulls the trigger and there's a little red laser light that hits you in the stomach and there's a kind of cheesy pew-pew sound effect.
Pew-pew-pew.
And from her pad, there's a little celebratory notification. Congratulations. And that's it.
How many points did she get?
Individually, you're each 2,000 points.
Together, we're 10.
Yeah. 10,000 for all four, yeah. Okay. And let's pop back over to the other house.
Okay, so I messaged to Garrett and Olivia that I plan on using my journalistic abilities and going live from my lens cameras. I'm under the impression that we need like a distraction right now, so I kind of want to reveal our location to all of the other hunters and have this place like swarmed.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with Monk, so.
Yeah, there'll be like all these other people pointing guns at us and like it might go crazy, but then we like escape through the underground passages or whatever.
Okay.
But that means we'd have to escape to our house away from Nickel and Blunderbuss.
I mean, that was already part of my internal plan.
Yeah. It's just a matter of how do we do that?
Yeah.
Garrett, you got anything out there?
Well,
got any bigger rocks?
I did assess an escape route.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we know Nickel's upstairs right now.
Let's go over to Garrett because he has been sitting there for a bit.
He's anxious.
He's got a rock in his hand already.
I was actually wondering what the chances were that I could use my gear card for like a giant bottle of olive oil.
What the fuck?
We probably have that.
Like... You need to explain why you have that on your person.
Well, you need to explain how you got that gear. So, like, where did that gear come from?
The kitchen.
The cupboard. The kitchen.
Yeah. No, but like,
cooking eggs this morning.
What did you get the gear card for in the game?
Oh.
Right. I don't know. I've had this for like 3 episodes.
You've had a bottle of olive oil for 3 episodes. For the last like 3 weeks, you've been carrying around a bottle.
Just in case.
Because it should make sense that you could have got that thing from the thing you got it from, if that makes sense.
It does, but I don't know what the thing I got it.
Certainly not impossible that you could have got a bottle of olive oil from the house.
Or something else slippery.
No, we'll just say olive oil.
Just olive oil? Okay. Maybe there's something like more believable that's slippery.
I don't think there's anything more believable than olive oil.
I mean, just regular oil.
The fact that none of us can think of one.
Regular oil is more slippery, I think.
No.
Regular oil doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Yeah, cars run on blood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Blood guzzler. Yeah.
That's gasoline.
It's a solar blood hybrid.
So environmentally conscious.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. You spent a gear to grab a bottle of olive oil from the kitchen on your way over.
Okay. One olive oil, please.
I don't have an olive oil card. Sorry.
I'll use my imagination. So Garrett stands up in the backyard and just like is waving through the back window in the kitchen at Bailey, just like trying to get their attention and spilling all the olive oil all over the lawn.
I don't think that's going to work.
Just like waving and like gyrating.
Maybe you should spill it first and then wave your hands.
You hear a muffled gunshot as from the second story window. Nickel shoots at you.
Oh. I told you they wanted you dead.
And also, like, you made her go upstairs. This is working well.
So take 3 harm.
Oh my god.
Ooh. And how many armor do I have? I have this special like...
Some of you had armor that was discreet. You'd be wearing that. It depends if your armor is discreet or not, whether you'd actually be wearing it or not.
Armored clothing. 0 armor plus discreet. Subtract 1 when rolling the harm.
Okay, so it is discreet. So you still take 3 harm, but you'll take a -1 when you roll the harm move in a moment.
And you want to roll low on the harm move. Oh, because
then I can take more damage.
More damage or something bad.
Something bad happens. Right.
So you roll the harm move, which is plus the amount of harm you took, +3, but then -1 because of your clothing, right? So +2.
So 9 is not particularly low then, is it?
It's better than 10. On a 7 to 9, the MC will choose 1. You lose your footing, you lose your grip on whatever you're holding.
Oh no!
You lose track of someone or something you're attending to, or someone gets the drop on you.
You got olive oil everywhere.
You see one of the movers from earlier, has come around the back door. He is not as quick as Nickel and is moving for his weapon.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I love that pause.
It's the pause of, I didn't think this through.
It's the pause of, oh, shit.
I know. I'm
listeners,
sorry, guys.
Now's the time to pause the podcast. Get a bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
And think about what you would do.
This is a fill in the blank.
While you're thinking, Bailey, upon hearing this muffled shot, just reaches a beefy hand towards this.
I dodge.
That'll be an act under pressure roll.
Okay. 9 act under pressure.
Because it was such an unexpected happening in that moment. You dodge, but it's not gracefully. You basically just have to jump backwards out of the way. You're not in a good position. You're still on the back foot.
Okay.
And you see Bailey, their arm begins to kind of ripple with that muscle. And you see, before we describe, it kind of looks like something going up and down the veins, like a little bulge going up and down the veins. And then from the wrist, a thick metal rod erupts forward.
Oh my God. Is it like a pointy rod?
Or no, it's just a thick steel rod, essentially. But they are bringing it with the full might of their beefy body towards you. And you know that that'll be bad if that connects.
You did tell us that Blunderbush had, like, cyberware up and down their arms, right?
They look pretty heavily cyberdecked.
Yeah. So I'm going to take my charm bracelet off that I've been wearing. It's like a slap bracelet. And it's going to electrify. It's not a strong electric.
Where'd you get this from?
Yeah.
Hey, it's just something one of my birds brought. It's small enough, I think. I don't think it's going to be, like, enough to disable, like but more like shock it.
It's like an EMP almost.
No, not that strong. Okay. I think in this case, it's more like it would just like stun them enough to not be able to do something for like maybe a second. Sure.
Like that electric gum.
Yeah.
Like a electric.
I don't know what that means. Why did I say that?
Like prank gum. You know, when someone takes like a stick of the gum and it goes.
Oh, bzzz. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to imagine why this would exist and why it would be in a trash. But I guess it's probably like maybe this is like a self-defense thing that you can buy, pepper spray, basically. But
I think the reason it was in the trash is because it probably was like strong enough at one time.
Right,
this is not...
it's been expended once already.
Exactly,
so it's just got a little,
little buzz left.
It's one of those one-time use taser bracelets.
Yeah,
Taselets.
Yeah,
they're all the rage right now.
Yeah, you can get them at like the checkout
at stores near you.
It would be silly for me to say no to that, but yes to olive oil. So.
I agree.
No, that's unreasonable.
And also, I think I'm being pretty reasonable about how it works. And not just like somehow olive oil doesn't just get absorbed into the grass he's standing on.
I do hope we get to find out the idea behind this olive oil.
It was so Bailey would slip when they...
grass, though. Grass
yeah, you're in the grass.
Slip.
I know.
It's going to absorb.
This is why I say I at least am being hopeful.
Why couldn't you say you had like a bazooka or something?
Because I thought olive oil was probably... It's just like a compound all the time.
But you could have had anything. You came from the house. Like, you literally could have brought your gun. You could have brought something else. I said it was a cooking.
I don't think it had escalated.
My point is, though, that he could have done anything than what he did.
It's pretty funny.
It made sense to me.
That's what's important.
I wouldn't have had it any other way.
No, of course not. You're the one that shot him.
Yeah, this is a win.
It's a win for everyone.
Yeah, right, fair. Our target like revealed himself and made him flammable.
So I don't think it's gonna like. I don't think it's gonna disable them. But
delicious.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, you pull out this bracelet, which is essentially like a kind of single charge taser for self-defense. Their arm is too big for it to go all the way around, but it just kind of sits on the side. And this quick shock of electricity runs through their body, just slowing them down enough that you guys have an opportunity to act. But I think we're going to pop back to Bunk first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bunk, it's pretty quiet all the way across the street.
Yeah.
You do hear just it sounds like a little bang and some shattered glass falling to the floor.
I think we got a jet. You ready, Becky?
She puts her wristwatch back on, puts the gun into its holster, and says, I guess so.
All right.
I didn't think shooting would start quite so quickly, but
I mean, me neither.
Wonder why.
You never know with these crew. You got your bike. I got my bike. Let's cruise on over and be ready to jet.
Okay. She runs to the back, grabs on her bike. You guys ride over. What's your objective?
Like, I was going to say cause a distraction, but... Yeah.
Do you have any condiments?
Yeah,
mustard.
Mustard everywhere. Maybe some vinegar to go with it?
No. Ooh, he was using jam earlier, so we're good.
Right.
Jam their systems.
I'm going to text. Long story short, Becky and I are here, and we've got an escape route.
Coming out the front.
Yeah.
Is what Tiz says.
I say, we're good to go, but Garrett's in the back.
Yeah.
Get him. Get your boy.
Can one of you go around and pick him up?
I mean, what if Garrett just goes through the house?
Bailey's still in there.
And you have that mover guy.
Garrett, can you climb a fence?
Oh, boy.
He's pretty slippery right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll be hard to catch you.
Slippery and arthritis.
Yeah. I don't think they're trying to catch him.
Yeah, it won't be hard to stab or shoot him.
That was going to be my like secret move of the olive oil, too, is that the if they got me, I was going right to be off. Slippery.
So you are like pouring it over your head.
Why is this so sensual?
Everything with Garrett is sensual.
That's what made Nickel so angry.
Jesus' impression of Garrett has not improved.
All right, so Bunk is going to the front. Becky says that she can go around back and grab Garrett if you need, or vice versa.
Yes, Becky, please grab Garrett.
Garrett like runs for the deck, tries to get cover from like being shot at from Nickel and Bailey the inside the house. No, but the mover, he's gonna shoot because he doesn't think he can get cover from the mover.
Okay, yeah. So you're gonna try to kind of dive for cover.
Yeah.
By the deck.
Yeah. Like a slip and slide, like a nude slip and slide.
While
wait, where'd all your clothes go?
While firing at the mover.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a meat roll?
Garrett rolled a 3.
I think two things are going to happen.
Okay.
You make this dive.
Okay.
All the while the mover is firing at you.
Okay.
And one shot gets you in the leg.
Oof.
Which is 2 harm.
Oof.
Oh no. My God.
And you're going to make the harm move again.
One away from death, just FYI.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you can make the harm roll again with a +1. And I'm also going to increase the action clock by 1 for that failure.
Oh, shit.
4.
You got hit, but you made it to cover.
I was slippery enough to make it, even though I got jammed.
The fact that this has escalated that far, I mean, just I've raised the action clock 1 because the other mover is
well
aware of what's happening.
I think the neighborhood is, yes.
And the neighborhood as a whole. Yeah.
So where's the action clock right now? Is it at 2200?
2200.
Oh.
So Tiz has kind of stumbled back from Blunderbuss making that quick jump at him. And he kind of trips back, but he clambers back up and hops over the couch while firing at Blunderbuss. All right. So I roll
mix
a
it up.
Meat.
Mix yeah, it mix up. It. Yep.
Okay. 9.
9.
Honestly. Can Olivia assist?
Maybe.
How would she assist?
I think it already happened with the wrist slap thing.
That was avoiding the last hit.
Okay. Can we extend it and she could roll it again to see if it has like a lasting effect so I can get a clean shot?
We kind of already described that it's not that strong.
Yeah, I think that's done. But okay. you do have an opportunity to try to help if you can tell me what you're doing.
Sure. I still have the mug in my hand. I'm like, just hit them in the head with it because I'm up close anyway.
Sure. Yeah, roll assist. So we'll get some scalding hot coffee over the back of their head.
Oh. That's a 5 for Olivia.
Ooh.
So no assist.
No assist. So you have to choose 2. You make too much noise, advance the mission clock. You take harm as established by the fiction. An ally takes harm as established by the fiction.
That might be.
Or something of value breaks.
We can't take any more on the action clock.
I didn't want to do the ally one, but it kind of makes sense.
It makes the most sense, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll have Olivia take harm while I give harm to him.
I just shout, shoot through me.
John, I unload my clip.
Oh, no.
That's such a bad idea.
So, sorry, you're choosing...
Say when.
You're choosing ally takes harm and...
Oh, I have to choose 2.
You choose 2.
Yeah, because we did so bad.
I think it's more that you guys are trying to fight and you're just... It's so messy that you accidentally...
Yeah.
Maybe something valuable breaks. Is that cool?
What would that be, though?
Mm-hmm. It's up to Jake.
No, it's up to you.
Is it?
Oh. No, it could be either. If you have a suggestion, great. But if not, I have an idea.
What's your idea? Do I have to accept it first? Or can I just take harm after you tell me?
Sure. Actually, yeah. A hard choice is definitely a part of these games. So
okay.
It's either you taking harm or your glasses get smushed.
Would I lose the recording?
Yep.
I'll take the harm.
Okay.
Nice.
This is going to hurt.
Always
we're all going to get hurt. Yeah.
This metal rod at the end of their arm smashes into your side. 3 harm.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Olivia, you smash the coffee cup on the back of their head, and they just take an elbow back and hit you.
Ow.
For 3 harm.
What? That's crazy.
Olivia certainly has discreet armor she's wearing, which would be -1.
I don't have any armored clothing.
You guys should invest in it.
That would have been smart.
Yeah.
So no armor at all, Dan?
Nope.
Ooh. Okay, both roll the harm move, please.
10.
Oh, my God. Olivia got an 8. So. This is not good for both of us.
Yeah, I might just die.
Olivia, you got what?
8.
Okay, so that's the less bad one.
Yeah.
I choose. You lose your footing, you lose your grip on whatever you're holding, you lose track of someone, or someone gets the drop on you. Let's get back to that. Dan.
Definitely should have broke my glasses.
On a 10+, you choose 1.
Oh my God.
So you get to choose. Out of action, unconscious, trapped, incoherent, or panicked. You take the full harm of the attack before it was reduced by armor. If you already took full, then you take additional harm instead. So it would have been a 4 harm hit instead of 3. Lose the use of a piece of cyberware until you can get it repaired, or lose a body part.
Oh my God.
Probably go with the cyberware because I have 2.
Yeah, I think cyber ears and cyber.
Yeah,
eyes.
Cyber ears. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cyber
yeah, don't lose the eyes.
So ears were specifically for like recording and
yeah.
stuff. So yeah. So I can no longer record audio.
Sure.
This would be hurting us a little bit, but I think it'd be really interesting if your ears just start ringing like you can't hear something.
Well, I think that's exactly what happens. You basically get smashed into the side of the wall on the side of the head, and you just get this ringing tinnitus type sound
in your
ear. I'm
curious then.
Welcome to my life.
Do cybercoms work through the ears?
No.
So my way of communication is now like only through cybercoms.
If it's cybercom to cybercom, then that's just like...
It's mental
in your head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I can still communicate, but like I can't really hear the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
At least not for now, yeah. That'll pass in time. But
yeah, it's like you can shout at us, but we can't talk back to you.
Either way, that sucked. What did I do to Blunderbuss?
What would the harm of your weapon is?
I have the flechette pistol.
You fire and flechette, it's basically like a spray of like needles, right?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to go pretty deep into the skin, but it stops basically like, you know, half a millimeter into the
You need armor piercing.
You see the needles just fall to the ground and you can see basically this kind of silvery color underneath the skin.
They're just like, now I look more awesome.
Like, that sucks.
Oh, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We're so dead.
Olivia wants to run to that escape route door.
There was a back door that had a bunch of kind of boxes and things stacked around it. So you had a bit of cover. So whatever kind of escape you're trying to do here, you'll have +1 on.
Okay.
All right, let's book it.
So you guys are running out into the backyard with this guy shooting at Garrett. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Olivia got a 13.
Oh, that's good.
Tiz got a 10.
Okay, perfect. Then you're both make it to the back.
I want to do one more thing.
Okay.
Beforehand.
We'll see.
I'm going to have like a little amplifier and basically I'm going to shout as hard as I can to the neighborhood, these guys are murderers! The people who ran in here are murderers!
Don't accept their lunch offer!
They're trying to kill us!
The sandwiches weren't very good anyway.
Lunch doesn't mean coffee.
But yeah,
well, didn't get that.
Because I know that the neighbors are coming out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This might be a perfect opportunity for me to go live.
Yeah, you probably see some neighbors start to peer through windows and look out, but then think the better of it actually going out. And you hear distant sirens.
Right. This is basically what his plan was, but I didn't want to involve players.
Yeah.
So you guys get outside to the back. You guys are in communication. So Bunk, you know that they have to reroute to the back door.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett, you're there. You're in cover, but you know this mover is still here. And Nickel, you don't see her in the window anymore. So
she might be coming down then.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can I start the van?
Mm-hmm. Moving van?
Our van.
Oh, your van.
Yeah, yeah.
SUV.
Everybody has SUV. Keys except Garrett.
Wow.
No, you have to prove yourself by hotwiring.
Oh, wow.
I want to see how cool you are.
All right.
Okay, you have your own special.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't believe you can say wow. Like, I can't believe it when you're the one that wrecked the car the first time.
It's not like you'd use keys if you had them.
What's your plan?
I grab my key.
Yeah.
And I run over to our giant tank of an SUV. And
I'm like, please don't.
I'm gonna riff around the block, and I'm basically gonna do like a nice 180 with it, so that I'm in reverse now, and now reversing this SUV, I'm going to crash it into the fence of this backyard.
Sure, I mean it's just a wood fence. You run right over it.
Yeah, exactly. Beep beep.
Yeah.
Great. So you guys all see the SUV pull up, just trash the fence and line up. The back doors open up. You see Becky riding in from the side and she messages you, "I'll show you where to go. Follow me." She starts riding a little bit ahead while you guys try to get to the van.
Yeah.
I leave the van there running and then I run away from it and go get my bike and follow. And follow Becky.
All right. I got to get to the driver's side then.
Yeah. Garrett, you're shot in the leg. How close is he to the SUV?
You dived under the porch, so you're right at the back door. With
it almost hit him, probably.
Oof.
You guys got to clear the backyard, basically.
Since I can't really communicate right now, I cybercom to Garrett. You cover me. I'm going to help you get out of here.
Okay.
So I grab him by the shoulder and start start firing, and then we book it to the back of the SUV.
Okay.
You're using violence, so it's going to be mix it up, which is meat.
Okay.
Tisk could assist.
Sure. Oh, I assisted for 10.
Nice.
All right, Garrett, you need to roll this. You're shooting.
Okay.
And you get a +1 for my assist. Oh my God, boxcar.
Not that I need it.
Awesome. So Tiss and Garrett are running together towards the SUV. Garrett's taking some shots behind him, and you see it hit the mover, who twirls backwards with the impact of the shot and falls to the ground. And you see Bailey basically emerge from the back door and start just booking at full speed towards you.
All right. I lose my grip because Garrett's so slippery.
I really should have given you a minus on that in retrospect.
Oh, the lawn's slippery too.
I didn't even think. Olivia's just going to do one of her directives, which is I'm going to take care of myself and I'm just going straight for the car. So if you guys can get in before I drive away, good for you.
Wow.
All right. So it's going to be an act under pressure for Olivia.
Yeah. 9.
Olivia got a mixed success, so I think you slip on the olive oil.
Me? Okay. Well, that's good for you guys, because I literally would have driven away.
Blunderbuss has to check the seat, too. Might slip on the olive oil.
Olivia has to slow down a little bit to cross the oil slick.
You made this harder for us.
I'm sorry.
Blunderbuss is hot on your tail.
Uh-huh.
Let's do one more roll to see if you can get there.
At least
act under pressure, unless you're doing something differently.
8.
You manage to just jump in the side of the car as Blunderbuss basically rams into the side of it. The SUV actually rocks slightly at the impact, but then you gun it. As a result of your mixed success there, I'm going to move that action clock up 1.
Shit.
Puts it at 23. You've got one more block.
This is not so great.
Through the rearview window, you see Nickel. There's a couple of those boxes that were stacked near the exit. You see her tear open a couple of the boxes, reach inside and press a couple buttons or something, and you see 2 large drones emerge from the box.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
And start chasing after you.
All right. Luckily, your vehicle, I'm so glad we got armored.
We.
I helped pay for it.
Because you helped destroy it.
You guys got a little convoy going through suburbia here. You got Becky Pulse on her bike in the front, Bunk in his bike, and then the SUV, Hank the Tank, behind, being followed by 2 drones. You see and hear an electrical whine as a little machine gun on the bottom of the drone starts to wind up.
I'm going to grab my EMP gun, and I might be pretty far away from this thing, but I'm going to take some shots at least at it.
Sure.
While I'm riding.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, I rolled a 5, and I have -1 meat,
Oh,
so
no.
That's a 4.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I'm a hacker, not a fighter.
So like you said, you were a little bit too far ahead.
Yeah.
You have to slow down a little bit just to be at pace with the SUV to be able to fire at the drones.
Makes sense.
And after a moment of this whine as the machine gun starts to wind up, just a hail of bullets.
From the drone?
From the drone.
Oh, Jesus.
That sprays the back of the SUV, and a couple of these spray bullets connect with Funk as well.
Oh, damn.
Which is 2 harm.
I do have discreet armored clothing, so that's just minus 1.
Yeah. But you will have to roll the harm move.
9 total.
You're leaning backwards on this kind of awkward angle to take these pot shots, and this spray of bullets hits the road and the truck, and you swerve around and lose your grip on the gun, and it clatters to the ground behind you and disappears into the distance.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You just bought that.
All right, well,
drive away.
I'm going to keep driving.
Becky shouts back to you, Bunk. It's just a couple blocks away. There's an entrance to the maintenance levels. I think you guys probably just got to do another roll here. Any change to strategy?
I want to try to do some first aid to Garrett here.
Do you have a first aid kit?
We don't have one in the car anymore.
I don't think so.
Is he like bleeding out right now?
Okay.
Like,
he's pretty bad.
Well, you know, I'm at 2,300.
I feel like the bigger priority is like trying to take out one of these drones maybe to help us out.
What if you could like help prop Garrett up in the passenger seat so he can shoot his gun out the window?
Give me your gun.
Staunch the bleeding.
Yeah, I knock him out and take it.
Well, no. I only have 1 room for harm left.
Kill Garrett.
It's you murderer.
You monster.
So whatever you guys are going to do now, make it count, because this is probably the last roll, like either
right.
way.
We should like kick open the back door of the van and both just like shoot like mad.
I like that.
It's a Hail Mary moment.
You wait for the hail of bullets to stop for a second. You wait for the drone to reload. Open the doors for just a second.
I guess both me and Garrett are going to take some shots.
I think that's cool. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. So one of you can assist the other.
Yeah.
So which one of you is the best meat?
0.
1.
So why don't you roll the shoot and roll to assist.
Okay. Done. 7.
11.
Whoa.
No assist required.
The hail of gunfire stops for a second and you guys push open the back door, start shooting wildly into the air. Most of the bullets go wide, but one of them hits the drone and just you get a super lucky shot in the rotor and it spins out of control and smashes into the other drone.
Nice.
Oh, is that mine or yours? Mine or yours?
You guys still have no idea. Got it.
No idea.
It's teamwork.
They tumble to the ground and crash into a small fiery explosion.
It only counts as one.
Becky leads you into, you know, like those big green transformer boxes that you see in neighborhoods, an entrance hatch on the back.
Nice.
And she leads you down there and into the maintenance levels below.
Does she leave her bike out? Is that?
Yeah, she'll have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the car?
That's up to you guys, I guess.
Guess I'll have to leave my bike too.
Yeah, I don't want to leave the van.
You can try to escape through the regular roads. It'll just take longer than this exit that Becky is offering you.
Okay, how about this? We put both the bikes in the SUV. Everybody gets in the maintenance hatch except for like one person who drives the SUV somewhere safe where it can lay low, like a garage or something, a storage unit somewhere.
I do have a contact.
If you still have that contact card to use, then one of the reasons you were here is that Gassy Jack knew people in this area. Mm-hmm. So you could know someone that you could just hide this vehicle with.
A gas station.
So you guys load everything into the back of the SUV that you can. The bulk of you head down into the maintenance levels. Olivia drives down a couple blocks conveniently to where basically the kind of second hideout is. Barrels full speed into the garage of this contact, a friend of Gassy Jack's, who is like, what's going on? But you're like, no time.
It's bad.
It's bad. No time. And you rush back to meet up with them. The basement levels are just pipes and machinery and things like that. You make your way down through a few levels and eventually into fresh air. Thanks for listening to The House of Bob. Artwork was created by Trevor, Cosmic Amazing on Instagram. Audio production is provided by Astronomic Audio. Music is produced by John R. Julius and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe for more content, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow us on social media, and join our Discord server. Blackout is made possible by our amazing Patreon supporters, Ray Kearney, Tom Wesley, Rob, Bluckett12, Jessica, Kieran Duffy, Mike of the Tales from the Glass Guarded World podcast, Sylvia Douglas, Luke Conroy, and Volt. If you'd like to be a part of making this podcast possible, please visit patreon.com/thehouseofbob.
Wow, wow.
All right.
Wow, wow.